evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team here on the Couch Potato Sports Show in the pregame show being brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. For all your realty needs, whether you're buying or selling your home or just in the market, give her a call at 469-939-9624 and let her be an assistance to you in order to take care of your house hunting or your house selling needs.
And welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio here, bringing you the coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team in the first round of the playoffs as they got by a Belton Tigers team that came into HBJ Stadium and said, you know what, we don't have anything to lose. We're going to go ahead and just give them a fight. And boy, oh boy, did the Belton Tigers come in and wanted a fight. And they got one, but they darn near walked out of HBJ Stadium with a victory, as your Rowlett Eagles actually were the ones that came out victorious 65-64 in a game that saw a lot of different things. And we're going to talk about a lot of that when we talk with Bill Cerna, of course, the Eagle Eye, who is my right-hand man bringing you the play-by-play. Now, this game was one of those games where you had to protect your house. In your first round playoff game that you get at home, you have to protect the house, and they did it, even though it had to come down really down to the final drive of the Belton Tigers with a turnover on downs by the defense that was outstanding. It was one of those parts of a game where you go, this is the game is on the line. This is what has to happen, and they did. They took that stand, and they prevented the Tigers from getting the first down and prevented the Tigers from going down the field and taking the lead and getting the victory and spoiling their first-round home playoff game right there at HBJ Stadium. And it was a good crowd up on our side. And the Belton Tigers team, you say what you want, there were some people on that side as we were in the booth and we were looking on the other side. For as many people that they were, for as far away as they came from, they traveled well and they put up a good showing. And I have to give it all out to the Belton Tigers. They did not come in here and just lay over, as they were a 5-5 football team. And really, when you looked at it, and I'll even say it from my point and my perspective, I didn't even worry about this game. I thought this would be an easy victory. But boy, after the first quarter, after the second quarter, after the third quarter, and I was flipping out going through the fourth quarter as the game remained close through the whole game. As a matter of fact, Belton had the lead at some point, so did the Rowlett Eagles, but not by much. It was one of those back and forth games that really kept you on your heels as you're sitting there watching and wondering what was going on. But I'm going to tell you, folks, it was the game that really saw a lot of things. And what I'm talking about is, I'm going to talk to Bill about it. Some good stuff on the defensive side of the ball, a lot of stuff on the offensive side of the ball, and taking some things that we saw in that game and putting it together to try to make up the story. And that's what we're going to talk to Bill Cerna about, because I will tell you, it was one of those games. I really enjoyed this game. In fact, it was probably my favorite game of the year, a takeaway from the Sachse Mustang game, of course, the last game of the year. So that was really one of those things where I was really happy with what I saw. But you looked at this game, and for the season, we called an MVP. And Bill and I, and it was unanimous. Seeing obviously what Logan Bonner can do, and you get a lot of stuff from Kobe Morrow as well as Ladarius Dickens, we were unanimous on our MVP of the year. And I'm talking about Jared Elmore. This year, 91 tackles, and 75 of them were solo, folks. That means over 75% of the tackles that he made, it was because of him. 5.5 sacks as well out on the football field. They finished third as far as sacks were concerned, behind Colby Terry, who had 6.5 sacks, and then six sacks for Betts. So he was all over that football field. Huge impact. And you talk about an impact player, you have to take a look at Jared Elmore. And unfortunately for us on our preseason game. We forgot all about Jared Elmore, and we still live that down. But seeing what this young man has done out on the football field in all 10 of the games, didn't miss any time. He definitely was the guy that made the difference on that defensive side of the ball. And the leader on that defensive side of the ball, big time. Oh, by the way, 6 tackles also for losses as well. So, you know, forced fumbles, he had a couple of those. So this guy was all around the ball. Whenever someone was making the tackle, he was a part of it if he wasn't doing it by himself. So Jared Elmore, definitely a guy that did a lot. Dylan Bauer in 9 games, he missed the 1 game. 42 tackles out on the season. 21 of them were solo, and 21 he assisted. He had a sack in as well in that game. So taking a look at that, he also had a tackle for loss. Andrew Estrada, 40 tackles, 28 of them were solo, 12 of them he had assists out there. He had 1.5 sacks, and he had 3 tackles for losses in those games. And then Chase Taylor in 10 games, 35 tackles, 21 of them were solo, and then as well, 14 assists. He also had a sack out on the season and a tackle for loss. So really, when you looked at this football team, it was really a fun game to watch defensively, because you've seen this team grow as they went along. So huge numbers for this defense, and a lot better than I think what most people thought was going to happen for them on the defensive side of the ball. And especially when you've got guys that are coming in and out. Terry Dupe also having a great season for your Rowlett Eagles, just to name a few. Jackal Davis also taking a big time step up in maturity and making some big plays for the Rowlett Eagles as well. So, that having been said, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to hear from Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. And when we come back, I want to take a look at some more stats and some of the other things that you are going to be taking a look at as your Rowlett Eagles. They did take on the Belton Tigers last week. We'll also look at the stats. We'll do that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back. Buying or selling your home in the Rowlett, Rockwall, Heath area? Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Veronica will utilize the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find solutions that are tailored to you and your situation. With the drive and dedication of Veronica, she has set a new standard of excellence of realty in Texas. Give her a call at 469-939-9624 and tell her Sunny sent you. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Doll Rock in the 66 in Rowlett. Ever tried their Greek salad? Their Greek salad is proof that sometimes the best lunches don't need to be cooked at all. Make sure you check them out at Palio's Pizza, and check them out on their Facebook, where you have opportunities to sign up and get a free pizza. That's Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at 6702 Dow Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all. Whether it's NRA certified classes, Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com.
Ready for the start.
We can never make talking about insurance as exciting as the Kentucky Derby. However, we can make it interesting to see how much we can help you save money on your car insurance. Check out Costlow Insurance at Rowlett Road and Main Street in Rowlett, or check them out on the web at costlowinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
The prospect of retirement can be exciting and scary at the same time. At Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, we have found many people either approaching or currently in retirement failed to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. What is it?
How does it work? It's simply not a benefit that you start receiving at age 62 because these decisions are so important. My firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. If you would like a complimentary copy of Social Security Maximization, please give our office a call today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com. Don't just call any heating and air conditioning repairman. Call an expert. At Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, we are your experts. Whether it's a seasonal maintenance that keeps your system running at a peak efficiency or a complete replacement of your system, Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning does it all. Common sense solutions for your home comfort. Stevenson's, where quality is our standard, not our goal. Give them a call at 972-475-3227 or check them out on the web at StevensonsHVAC.com.
All right, we're back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, with your coverage of your Rowlett Eagles as they have made it past the first round. Now they move into the second round, the second round that got them last year as a trip to the Cotton Bowl cost them the game as they took on a team that just really had some good quarterback play and a lot of different looks for them, and I'm talking about the Rams. This was a team that came out and they handled their business. And so this year, as they move into the second round, they get a team in the Skyline. They're taking on the Raiders. So with the loss from the Garland Owls in their first round, as well as the Sachse Mustangs with the loss down in Kyleen, that leaves two teams that are left here in our district, that being the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. And the Rockwall Yellow Jackets are taking on Dallas Chazette here on tonight, which is Friday night when we're doing this pregame show. We'll have the results of that game tomorrow when we kick off our programming at 2 o'clock as your Rowlett Eagles get ready to take the field over at Memorial Stadium in Mesquite. So we'll get you the final totals on that. So watching Rockwall, if Rockwall does get the victory, they're going to take on Hendrickson, the winner of Hendrickson and Spring. So just to let everybody know about that, as far as that's the other team within our district. Also, folks, just to let you know, as the Couch Potato Sports Show is covering the Rowlett Eagles here in the football team, basketball has already kicked off. They're 1-0. They took on Wiley on Tuesday. It was a game that we were not scheduled to cover because of the playoffs and what was going on. They're also going to be on the road as they are going to be headed over into Frisco, and they've got a game over there as well. We are not covering that game as well because of our coverage of football. If the Rowlett Eagles for some reason lose, we're going to start kicking into our coverage of the Rowlett Eagles basketball team, so make sure you hang around, give a listen for those games as well. It will be me on the call as Bill Cerna, it's a long way away for him to go to cover some of these teams as far as basketball is concerned. He will join us in the tournament when the Rowlett Eagles at the end of the season go into tournament play for the state playoffs. If there's an opportunity, he'll be joining us for them. So it'll be just me on the coverage for your Rowlett Eagles varsity basketball team. Also, some news for the Rowlett Eagles varsity basketball team. When we first started doing the coverage for this basketball team, Stan Blackman was the coach of this football team. It was his final year. He had a crop of some great players. Austin Luke, who made his way on over to Belmont, played for the Bruins. Nathan Hawkins, who went up and played for Nebraska one year, and then he actually has come back. He's going to be playing at the University of Texas Arlington as well. And so he's actually going to kick back in as he had to sit out for making the transfer back here to the Dallas area. So he sat out last year. But there's also a young man by the name of Jeffrey Carroll. Jeffrey Carroll is a big part of the Oklahoma State Cowboys basketball team. And in fact, last night, he scored 17 points for the Cowboys. So we're going to be bringing him on as well and get some of his, you know, feelings about, you know, being in college and playing for a big school program. They actually went to the tournament last year, so that's going to be huge as well. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. We'll also be interviewing the head coach, Jason Bush, of the basketball team. We got a little bit more access to him, more so than as far as our coach is concerned, because more in the fact I wanted the coach to have to just worry about coaching his basketball or his football team. But Jason Bush, I get a little bit more time. I run into him a lot more as well. So we'll be talking to him in the pregame shows here and there, and we'll be covering your Rowlett Eagles as soon as your Rowlett Eagles get done in the playoffs, whether it's this week, next week, or the week after that, or if they just run the gambit. That's when we'll start up our coverage for Rowlett Eagles basketball here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We are going to hear from our main sponsor. Of course, that's Miss Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Again, for all those realty needs, if you have some special things that you are trying to get when you purchase your home, if you have certain things that you want and you need someone to give you a little bit more of a personal hand in trying to find your home, or if you need help selling your home, she can give you the tools and everything that you'll need to help you sell your home, whether it's quick or just to the right people. So make sure you check out Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. She is the sponsor here of our pregame show. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about what we saw last week and what we're going to see next week, and if they keep going on, and we'll be looking at numbers and everything else. So we'll be doing that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Your home is so much more than square footage and a floor plan. It is the perfect place to watch movies with family or play in the backyard. So why entrust finding or selling your home to just anyone? You need someone who will be with you every step of the way. Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty is that person. Contact her at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company. Whether it's industrial, commercial, or even high voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
After a long day with the kids, or a long day at work, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook in this heat?
But fast food isn't the answer.
Neither are pizza joints. How about something healthy? Try Angel Creation Catering, specializing in hot, healthy, and delicious meals for a family. Whether it's one meal a week or two meals a week, take the pressure off of your family. Take the pressure off of you. So after the day has you worn out, give Angel's Creation Catering a call at 972-897-2923. Call an angel for a taste of heaven.
At Chang Lee Taekwondo, learn the art of self-defense, discipline, respect, physical development, and mental focus. Become the best that you can be. At Chang Lee Taekwondo, we offer an after-school program, fitness kickboxing, birthday parties, summer camp, and homeschool classes. Check out our one-year anniversary special. 2 weeks in a free uniform for $19.99. That's right, $19.99 gets you 2 weeks and the free uniform. Check out Chang Lee's at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at mychanglees.com. At El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett, we bring you delicious, authentic flavors from Mexico. With a friendly atmosphere, great service, and great food from the finest traditional Mexican recipes. We're a great place to gather with friends and family, so come and taste the difference at El Central Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett, or give them a call at 214-227-5096, or check them out on the web at elcentralmexicanrestaurant.com.
For all your Disney vacation needs, check out Ginger's Magical Travel, an independent travel specialist. Whether you're visiting Disneyland or visiting Disney World or going on a Disney cruise, give Ginger a call at 844-407-9668, extension 745, or contact her directly at 469-556-8931. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Okay, we're back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. The way it ended up here, as far as the standings in the Class 6A, the 11 district, your Rowlett Eagles are co-champions with the Rockwall Yellow Jackets for the overall season, by the way, just to let you know. Overall season, your Rowlett Eagles were... They had a great season. They were 8-2 out on the season. The Rockwall Yellow Jackets, they were actually 7-3 out on the season. They lost a couple outside of district, and that's the reason why actually Rockwall was able to take that up and do a very good job getting what they are then to get to the playoffs. And then the Sachse Mustangs and their Garland Owls, those were the teams that made it into the playoffs here this year. But when you take a look at some of the things as far as your Rowlett Eagles were concerned, and you look at numbers, Logan Bonner, you can say what you want, but this guy has had it all season long, and he made up for it big time as he was the star of the show on the offensive side of the ball. 231-380 is 61% passer rating percentage, 3,178 yards and 28 touchdowns, compared to only 7 interceptions. And a lot of those came toward the end of the season. So in 11 games, Logan Bonner has definitely taken that step forward. The Arkansas State, he is going to be headed there next year. We'll definitely be keeping track of him next year. Kobe Morrow, 223 rushes, 1,533 yards. I mean, this guy averaging almost 140 yards a game, and averaging close to 7 yards per rush. 20 touchdowns out on the season for Kobe Morrow. And I'm going to talk to Bill about his monster game that he had just this last week in the first round of the playoffs against the Belton Tigers. So we'll be talking to Bill about that as we go along. More rushing. Logan Bonner, he rushed the ball 52 times for 196 yards. He had 6 rushing touchdowns as well out for your Rowlett Eagles. Ladarius Dickens, 24 rushes, 134 yards. He had 4 touchdowns. And then Shibris Carter, he also ran the ball 23 times, 123 yards. He had 2 touchdowns for your Rowlett Eagles. So just looking at some guys that made some noise as far as stats were concerned. Receiving, Ladarius Dickens leads this team 1,187 yards. He's averaging 107 yards a game, actually close to 108, 15 yards a catch, 14 touchdowns out on the season. So he had a big time. Now, Quentin Stenton, 35 catches, 469 yards, as he averaged 13.4 yards a catch, 2 touchdowns out on the season, as well as Kobe Morrow. Kobe Morrow, 30 catches, 315 yards, and 2 touchdowns as well. Dylan Watts, in 9 games, 25 catches, 436 yards, 5 touchdowns as well. Then Josh Lewis, 24 catches, 316 yards, 3 touchdowns. And then Cameron Vitash, who came along big. You caught him in the 5th game. So after the 5th game, you saw him out on the football field quite a bit. So he had 24 catches, 278 yards, as well as 2 touchdowns for your Rowlett Eagles. And looking at the kicking, since we found Neri that gave us some stats on kicking, I'm going to bring them to you. Alvin Kentworthy, field goal, he made a 7 field goal. He had made 7 out of 8 field goal attempts this year. And so extra points, 41 extra points for him out on the football field. Field goal, he had a long of 39 yards, and his field goal kicking percentage was 88%. So 426 yards on kickoff, or mark that, 2,897 yards kicking off. He only gave up 426 on that, 13 touchbacks as well. Chris Luplo, he also got in the mix as well, as he was 5 for 5 in field goals. Extra points, he had 25 for your Rowlett Eagles. So there you go. You see all the touchdowns this year for the Rowlett Eagles, a total of 66 touchdowns. So that's where we're looking at as far as a future for this football team. So kickoff returns for your Rowlett Eagles in 10 games. Jackal Davis, he had 215 yards returning for the Rowlett Eagles. Trenton Gordon, 169 yards returning. Dylan Watts also returned about 3 of them for 27 yards, as he had those, you know, short kicks that were coming his way. Ladarius Dickens, 3 kickoff returns for 65 yards as far as the kick returning. Now, punting for the Rowlett Eagles, Logan Bonner got the Logan Bonner roll. I call it the Eagle roll, the Bonner roll. It's amazing on how well he actually is able to get the ball. He actually had one for 48 yards, but Alvin Kentworthy, a total of 8 punts, averaging 33.9 yards. His long was 59 out on the season, so that was a huge number. So we talked about the numbers on the defensive side of the ball, of course, what Jared Elmore brings to this football team each and every week, and of course a unanimous pick for the MVP, for at least from our standpoint, and I mean our standpoint, me and the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. So we think that that kid's just got some kind of crazy talent, and he definitely showed it out on the football field for your Rowlett Eagles. So looking at a lot of other things that goes on as far as your Rowlett Eagles are concerned, if they keep going and keep going, we're going to bring you that coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, cover you each and every week for Rowlett Eagles football. And after that, we're going to kick right into basketball. There's 2 basketball tournaments. We know we're going to cover the first one that's going to be headed our way, the Curtis Caldwell Invitational. That's going to be happening at a lot of the schools, and then they'll end up over at the Curtis Caldwell Center as far as where they end up in the tournament standings. And if they make it far, we'll be calling games from there as well. But they're going to start off in schools. We'll get you an update on that when we know when that happens. Also, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, it is the home of the Texas Revolution indoor football team over in Allen, Texas. They play at the Allen Event Center. They're going to have a great season this year, as they are slated to take on 13 games this year, and 6 of them are going to happen right over here at the Allen Event Center, and as well as you can hear the road games, and you can also hear the home games as well, just like you can here on the Couch Potato Sports Show for your Rowlett Eagles, by giving us a call, 347-215-7497. So all that coverage is going to be up and ready to rock and roll and get you set. So we're going to go from one sport to the next, and then we'll get a little break. Not much, but a little break after the Texas Revolution take it. We'll have about a 3-month break before we kick back into Rowlett Eagles football. So that being said, we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And when we come back, we're definitely going to bring in the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. With banks offering loans with a down payment as low as 5%, this may be the right time to get into the housing market. Whether you're buying or selling your home, see what Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty can do for you. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent.
Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com.
Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, bringing you strategies for success in high school, brought to you by Great Power Learning. Study more efficiency, higher exam scores. Advantaged students learn that the best kind of studying starts in the classroom and ends with a light review before the test. Put an end to cramming. Discover the secrets for acing exams. Check us out at greatpowerlearning.com or give us a call at 972-675-9505 for more information. That's Great Power Learning.
Make sure you check out ACG Medical Supply on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66. Proud sponsors of the Rowlett Boys basketball team and a long-standing member of the Rowlett community in the same location for almost 13 years. Whether it's selling quality products or filling out your insurance claims for you, you get it all from ACG Medical. From our large showroom to our certified technicians to our convenient delivery service, visit our showroom or shop by phone 972-463-0737 or online at acgmedical.net.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It is the second round of the Texas High School playoffs here for 2015. Your Rowlett Eagles, they have moved into the second round. And let's just get it started. Let's bring in the Eagle Eye himself, Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
Good, Sonny. How you doing?
Doing good. Now, we got a game going up here this Saturday at 2 o'clock. As your Rowlett Eagles get ready to take on Skyline. But I want to go back to the last game as your Rowlett Eagles were in the first round taking on the Tigers of Belton. And the Tigers of Belton, I was looking at some of the things that we were talking about. I went back and I listened to the game that we could hear where we weren't having technical difficulties. But one thing that I really saw in that game, and I'm just to see if you've seen it, of course, it took me to go back to listen to it again. We saw a defense that was coming from Belton that was doing a lot of different changes, and they didn't see the same thing over and over. Did you see that in the game as more as I heard what was going on in that game?
Yeah, they didn't stay consistent on what they were doing on the defense side, but you know what? With an offense like Rowlett, you can't. You can't be that way because Rowlett will actually, they'll adjust their offense and make a make changes to their offense to affect that defense. So they really tried to mix it up. But in the long run, it was Rowlett that was making some of those plays. And, you know, they made some pretty plays along the way last week. Not just something that was just very fundamental, but they actually did a really good job of giving extra effort. Stenton had a good few good catches, and Morrow came up big, and obviously Dickens had a big time. And you got to remember, he was out for over a quarter with an injury. So, you know, they made some big plays, and they made big plays look good.
And when you looked at that, as far as where the final score was, 65-64. We were impressed with the 65, but the 64 is what raised the flag, and I was wondering, from everything that they were saying, the way they were mixing up is the reason why we saw the 64, because when you're Rowlett and you can score 64, you should win the football game. I mean, when you're Rowlett and you score 50, you should win the football game. And if they only scored 50 or 60, they would have lost this game. So that's why I was taking a look at the different looks that they were getting defensively that made a big difference in this game to where... But when it came down to crunch time, the last drive of the game where they actually had to tighten the belt, we saw that. But it's really interesting in this game as Rowlett's Eagles defense was exhausted. We were talking about it during the game, but this team stuck it out on that last drive from Belton.
Yeah, you know what? This was an arena football score that we had this last week. Crazy scoring. And I tell you what, it actually kind of slowed down there in the fourth quarter. It was at a crazy pace there for the first three quarters. But you're absolutely right. Belton came out. They came out with their run. We kind of expected it. Then they started going short passes for the rest of the game, kind of mixing it up very well. They never really went over the top much. It was just that 5 to 10 yard pass out on the flat, and let the receivers do the job. And they just kept pushing the ball down the field. So, you know, it's this week with Skyline, you're going to get a run happy team. We thought we had that with Belton, that they were going to focus on the run, and they caught us off guard. Matter of fact, I think their quarterback actually outpassed Logan Bonner in a number of attempts. So you know, I think that was his high for the year. But looking at Belton's history for this season, they've had a few high scoring games, and you know, in this game they had us by 13 points with about 6 minutes left in the game. So you know, they did have control. That's one thing about the playoffs, is you cannot be settled. You cannot feel like you've got a game, because once playoffs start, all things go out of the book, and it's a new season.
Well, let when you look at this game, I mean, this last game, Kobe Morrow went off great, and it's amazing how quiet he did it. Because when I went back and I looked at the stats, and I saw it, 23 carries, 281 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And now, I know the guy had the ball, but gosh, did you think when you were walking out there that Kobe Morrow had that big of a day? I mean, in reality, I mean, 23 catches, that's okay, but 281 yards. Now, the 3 touchdowns, we called those, but my goodness, a lot of yards on the ground coming from Kobe Morrow.
Yeah, and you know what? He was consistent with big gains. It wasn't 2-3 here and then an 80-yarder, and then 2-3 here and another 80-yarder. He was consistently getting 7, 8, 9 yards on a rush, and then he had a couple of them that were about 50-yard runs. So he did it quietly, and I think a lot of it was, I think you and I were so surprised on how well Belton was controlling the offensive side of the ball, that sometimes we expect those type of things from Bonner and Morrow, and he was just kept adding up, and yeah, you're absolutely right. We just, you know, he just did it quietly, and it wasn't something that we really focused on, because we were just, you know, noticing the struggles that our defense was having, and how well Belton was going up and down the field.
Yeah, and how tired they were, the Eagles were defensively, so they were able to get those sustaining drives. But Kobe Morrow averaging 12 yards a carry, that when I went back, and that was like, really, I really didn't see it. Now, Logan Bonner goes over the 3,000-yard mark for 3,162, 28 touchdowns for the year, and Kobe Morrow, 1,532 yards on the season, 20 touchdowns, and also catching the ball 33 yards out of the backfield, really becoming that all-around running back that really, when you go into the type of playoffs that the Eagles are going to head into, they need the guys to be able to step up. So Ladarius Dickens doing what he does all year long, and then you got Kobe Morrow being the dual threat. I mean, he can get out there, and on those screen plays, I'll tell you, if he finds that little hole, you see the burst coming from Kobe Morrow, and they need plays. They need players like that, especially offensively, because when you look at Skyline, you get it in your mind, this is a game where the Eagles are going to have to score a lot of points yet again in order to get the victory.
Well, and that's a lot easier said than done with the Skyline defense. I mean, they only average giving up 12 points a game. So you know that their defense comes ready to play. And I think for this game, I think the focus is going to be all on us. Obviously Skyline, but I think the focus is going to be on us. Focus is going to be on if our defense can make some stops on their running game, and if our offense can continue to score the way that they do. You know, they're going to run into a bigger team, a tougher team, a defensive line that can get to the ball. So it's going to come down to Coach Stevens really coming out with a great game plan to get that defense back on their heels. And then on our defensive side, you know, we've got to really focus on stopping that run. Because you know they have over almost over 3,000 yards just in rushing for the year, so they're very consistent on their running game. If you can get them out of their running game, they don't pass all that much. You know, they only have 1,500 yards of passing for the season. So yeah. I think the biggest thing is defense has to come ready for that run.
Yeah, and especially with Skyline, they're 9-2. They held Lake Highland to 236 yards last week in the victory. But here, there was a 21-10 victory, which shows you something as far as the film on Lake Highland. There's going to be a lot of things found, I think, by Rowlett, because if Rowlett can hold Skyline to 21 points, such as Lake Highlands did last week, the Rowlett Eagles have a very good chance of getting the victory, so they're definitely going to be taking a look at a lot of film in order to figure out what stopped them from getting into the end zone and scoring a lot of points last week.
Well, and that game was actually even a little closer than what the score says. I'm granted it's only 11-point win, but Lake Highlands had controlled that game into the fourth quarter. They were up 10-7 going into that fourth quarter, and Skyline scored two fourth quarter touchdowns to seal that game. But you're absolutely right. You know, Lake Highlands found something to slow them down to make sure and make a difference on it. Now with that defense, you know, Skyline only gives up 282 yards per game.
Right.
So you know them scoring or Lake Highlands, you know, having 232 yards during the game was not far from that average. But you know, I don't know if Skyline has seen an offense the way Rowlett is. Now with that being said, you know, Skyline has played some tough teams. They played a tough South Grand Prairie team and I think a Mansfield team. So they've had some tough games. They've seen some tough teams. So you know, but I don't think they've seen this type of offense that he's going to see with Rowlett.
Yeah, and you look at what you're going to get with the Raiders. This team is going to come in. They're going to definitely. We talked about running the ball. It was DeLeon
Ward.
Yeah, this is the guy that's doing. He had 37 carries last week, and he's gone over 1,600 yards for the total for the season, 17 touchdowns. When you look at those numbers, and then you just go back and just go up a little bit higher, and you look at what Kobe Morrow has done this year. I mean, the only difference is more touchdowns in reality, three touchdowns more for Morrow. You got the same guy, so each team is going to have to figure it out. But I think the difference is in this game, we talked about it, if you take the running game away from both of them, that means they're going to have to throw the football. And the fact that when you look at the Raiders and they don't throw the football, and that's all the Rowlett Eagles do, you see the combo on how this is working out as far as how they're going to be able to win this game. They're going to have to stop the run, and then they're going to have to let Logan Bonner and company do what they got to do, whether it's Ladarius Dickens, Dylan Watts getting involved in the game, and things of that sort. So, but what they've got to go up against in this game, Bill, Division I talent on the defensive side of the ball here. I just read this. Joseph Walker, he's going to Texas Tech. Kimball Bradford and Clarence Henderson, they're going to Texas Tech. They got three guys going to Texas Tech. And then you have Jalen Spencer and Jonathan Spencer, guys that are going to Division I games, as well as Andrews. So defensively, they definitely know how to get to the ball. They put themselves to where you've got players that are jumping up to Division One. I think this is an opportunity for a team like Skyline to get exposed, because I think if you do get into a shootout and the Rowlett Eagles can figure out how to stop the run, the Rowlett Eagles win the shootout. I mean, all you got to do is look at the numbers on the passing going from one quarterback to the next.
Yeah, absolutely. And then their defense is stout.
Yes.
Matter of fact, before the playoffs started, they had only given up five touchdowns in the last five games. So they're a really strong team. Matter of fact, the most points they've given up all year is 24. Heck,
right.
That's our halftime average.
Yes.
So, like I said, they haven't seen an offense like ours. And what Rowlett has is that dual threat on the offense. If they can slow down that running game, it gives them an opportunity to open up that passing game. If they can shut down that passing game, that's when our running game comes in play. So definitely, they haven't seen an offense like this, but we also haven't seen a defense like this. You know, in our district, all our teams live on having that triple threat. Saxey has a great great offense, run and pass. Rockwall has a great offensive run and pass. Garland also has that. So, but once you come in the playoffs, it's definitely it's a brand new season. It's something new. So, we're definitely have to come ready to play on, especially on the defense side, because if they do even partially shut us down on the offensive side, if we don't shut down that defense, it could be a long day.
Yeah, and where you're going to have to do it is you're going to have that secondary step up. I think we're going to see Elmore flying all over the field yet again, but it's going to be up to the secondary not to give up that big play, whether it's Gordon, Jackal Davis, Doopy, or Dylan Bauer. These guys are going to have to step up, and that's the key to this game. It's the reason why it's the key is because we've seen it all year long, and it still didn't stop in the first round, is giving up those big plays. There were some big plays that were given up on the defensive side of the ball by the Rowlett Eagles. So when you looked at that, as far as where they're going, they get a different Skyline team. Now, you go back and check the running game and how the Rowlett Eagles responded to teams that were run-heavy teams. They don't have very much success.
No, and I think that's why you got to come into this game. You've got to put a spotter on Ward, and
definitely
his main goal is just to stay with him wherever the ball goes. You're not lining up to hit somebody, you're just following him. Even if he doesn't have the ball, you follow him. I think if you can eliminate that and keep him in check, it's definitely going to help with the rest of the defense.
Yeah, and the defense is definitely going to be key, because as you look at it, but we're talking offense, we're talking defense. This is a game that if it comes close, we're going to take a look at it. Just talking about like the first game that we're talking, special teams are going to come into effect in this game as well. In fact, when I look at this, if they figure out a way to stop it, Rowlett Eagles are going to have to figure out how to get some plays on the special team, whether it be a recovery on a kickoff, get a fumble, whatever the case may be. I think we're going to see something in special teams that will make a difference in the final score of this game.
Well, and with this Skyline team, they don't make mistakes. They don't turn that ball over. They've only given up four interceptions all year. Now, granted, they don't throw the ball that much, but they keep good hands on that ball. So I think for us, we got to do the same thing. We cannot give them any extra downs, any extra possessions. We've got to protect that ball, you know, and including on special teams. And I think we'll be okay. Like I said, if we give them extra, that's going to make it harder on our defense. And like you and I talked in the very beginning here, our defense was out in the second half of that last week's game way too much. So,
yeah.
You know, don't give them extra downs and don't give them extra extra possessions. You got to keep your composure, limit penalties, and just give them their four downs, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Or three. You got to get them. You got to stop them. You're gonna have to make them put a foot on the ball. I mean, because if you're not gonna put a foot on the ball, whether it be stopping them from getting into the end zone and hold them to a field goal, or put them in a position where they're gonna have to punt the football, we're not gonna see chances taken in this game like you would see during the regular season, where if you lose the game, it's not a big deal. Chances going on fourth down, I think we're gonna see a limited amount amount of that unless it's towards the end of the game and the team is trying to get into it. But for the first three quarters, I think we're going to see some three and outs from both teams and no one really taking too much risk, you know, trying to run the football or trying to get that, you know, that fourth down and two and trying to stretch it and see if they can get it. I don't think we see that in this game. I think we see more of a conventional football game as far as that part is concerned until we get to that fourth quarter and somebody's in desperate mode.
Well, and sometimes that's easier said than done. You get the emotion, you get the, you know, you get the game day and you you feel like you have that opportunity. You can, you would want to go for it, but you're absolutely right. This is going to be a field position game and, you know, we are going to have some three and outs, but you also have a team that you get them on third and eight, they're going to run the ball. You know, they're still going to put the ball on the ground because they feel confident with their run. They've been successful with it all night, or I'm sorry, all season. So, you know, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's going to be cautious, but I think their cautious to our cautious might be a little bit different, you know, to where they say, you know, yeah, we're going to run the ball in third and eight, where we'd definitely put that ball in the air for us. So,
yeah.
You know, there were some differences I saw last week compared to the week before that they got away from on some of their plays. One was being that shovel pass that was so successful with Saxe. We really didn't see it all last week. So, you know, Coach Stevens, he's going to have them ready. He's going to adjust to what's in front of him. But he's going to have 11 guys on the other side of that ball that are big-time players. So he's definitely going to have his work cut out for him this week.
Okay, and also taking a look at just briefly us looking forward. The Rowlett Eagles are not looking towards next week more so than we are. If the Rowlett Eagles do get that victory, they're going to have to take on the winners of the Cedar Ridge Acosta team. I'll be honest, Bill, I don't know much about these football teams that are out there as far as what you can expect as in that game because those games are going to be huge, you know, coming into that game without having that. This goes back to not knowing the football team because, really, to be honest, I'm not too familiar with. Are you familiar with what's going on over there as far as that is concerned there, Bill?
No, and you know what, I guess maybe I come from the coaching side of it where you want to take one game at a time, so I haven't even looked. You know, I looked at – the only reason I've actually even looked at the brackets to see if I need to make hotel arrangements. If we're going to be going somewhere, so which if we get by this game, we're definitely going to be hitting the road somewhere because one of these teams is outside of Houston. I think the other one's outside of Austin.
Right.
So there will be some travel.
Unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to make it to Jerry World. That's going to be more in the other region where North Mesquite and Shoemaker and West Lake and the Woodlands, that those are games that are going on as well. That will determine Jerry World in that area is who they'll be hosting. So you're right about that. And actually, AT&T Stadium, you know, today, we're doing this pregame show on Friday. The Allen Eagles are taking on DeSoto, the Eagles of DeSoto. So you got double Eagle teams going on there in that one. And at the game tonight, you know, when we're doing this at Memorial Stadium, is Amarillo and Martin that are playing. So the good thing about this, Bill, we had never talked about this as we were getting set for the games. You want to talk about fields that are in good condition. You look at the Garland ISD, they got the turf at all of the Garland schools except for Tyler, and the Rockwall Yellow Jackets have that natural turf going on as far as grass. We have turf in the Garland ISD, so it's going to be really interesting to see because I don't know, from what I thought I remember about Memorial Stadium, that's a natural grass. And maybe I'm wondering if field conditions could be something to do in this game because I don't know the field conditions over there as far as Memorial Stadium are concerned.
Well, I don't know if that's going to be too much of a factor. I think the weather's been good so far for most of this week. I think if there's any moisture issues, I think that's all gone. The only thing that is concerning is that it's supposed to be a real windy day tomorrow. It's supposed to be in the 30s to 40 mile per hour wind, so that could definitely make a difference. And it's supposed to be cold, so I thank you for getting me indoors and behind the glass to watch this one because it's going to be cold out there. I don't know if I want to be out there. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that's the only thing that we're going to have some concern with. You know, the field does sit lower than the ground level. So hopefully that won't be so much of an issue. But I think field work, I think we'll be okay. I think they do good job out there at Memorial Stadium. You and I called a game a couple years ago out there. So
Was that Memorial Stadium we were at?
Yeah, we played North Mesquite a couple years ago, and we were
That's
out there.
Right.
First game
okay.
of the season.
I remember that, but I didn't. I thought it was a different stadium. So you're right that so if that's where we were, that is a natural grass, because I do remember that game very well. It is a natural grass thing, so it'll be very interesting to see how that comes up, because you know the Mesquite. But actually, they did a turf, so they actually changed that from natural grass, because I'm looking at it right now, into a turf, so that's not going to be an issue, so that's going to be huge. So
you know what, you're right. Before the 2014 season, they did a lot of renovations over there.
Yes.
At that stadium, so you're absolutely right, they did go to a turf field.
So we got a good one that is going to be popping off here as far as the Rowlett Eagles taking on a team that we haven't seen, that Skyline, and you know, this is what it's all about. So looking at the games that we've seen all year long, it goes back to the beginning of the year on how they're going to play when they go outside of their own district, and these are those games where you don't see them. It's all about adjustments, and I think whoever makes the big plays up on that as far as the special teams, and you got to be able to make those halftime or in-game adjustments in order for you to have some kind of success. That's going to be the key to these games.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's gonna be fun. There's gonna be a good crowd because both campuses are only just a few miles away from that stadium, so I expect a good crowd. It's gonna be daylight, which is different for us.
Yeah,
To call during the daytime, so maybe I can see those numbers a little bit better.
Maybe I will. I'm even bringing my glasses just in case. You never know, you know. And now, as far as us calling the game, folks, we will not be in the regular broadcast booth that we normally are. They said they'd find us a spot, so I trust them for us to find a spot. We may be in the media section doing the play-by-play. We may be in just a cramped room doing it, but it don't matter. We're going to be there. We're going to call the game. It's your Rowlett Eagles. They are taking on a tough Skyline Raider team. You'll see that at 2 p.m. at Memorial Stadium in Mesquite. So for Bill Cerna, I am Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. We're out of here, Bill. Hey, next round, we'll see if we'll take that long trip down south.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the road trip.
Definitely. Me too, because I think they can pull this one out. So we'll see. We'll bring it to you here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.